Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
So I had a text message from a friend of mine earlier this year, and she's going on a bit of a journey. I can see that there are some shifts that are happening in her life. And she sent me this message. It said something along the lines of, Susie, do you find the more kind of spiritually steady you become and the more aware of your own peace you become, you just want to protect it more and more and only pretty much be around people increasingly who found their spiritual steadiness and who are also at peace? It was a really interesting question, and probably not too long ago, I would have said yes. You know, it's absolutely my desire to be around people who I just find that mutual steadiness with. They're even keel people, no drama, flexible, go with it, accepting, open-minded. Yes, I would say that those are my people. But I said to her, you know what? Because I'm really actually thinking about this question, and I'm going to answer honestly and from my heart, I would find the more I do the work on myself, right? So I do my own inner work, the less I actually care what anyone's doing outside of me, whether they are being dramatic and theatrical, or maybe I feel like someone's trying to take advantage of me, or maybe I find someone irritating for whatever reason. Instead of just seeking out and being a match to other people who I feel aligned with, the less I in fact care what anybody else is doing or saying or believing or trying to do or accomplish. I find the more that I know who I am, the more just calm, and the word steady just keeps coming to mind for me, like steady waves, right, in an ocean. Not my boat being rocked, big waves, big this, moments of peace, moments of storm, but an overall steadiness. The more steady I just feel in my life, and steadiness feels like bliss to me. It's not massive highs, it's not massive lows. It's kind of living in the middle, that content middle. It's not highs. It's real just happiness, this feeling of steadiness. The less I care what people are doing, saying, how they're behaving, when it really has nothing to do with me. I feel the less attached to any form of describing myself with any identity. I feel less attached to people, less attached to even things going a certain way that I've kind of set up in my mind. The more secure and steady I feel, the less attached, ironically, I feel to anything remaining secure or steady or fixed or someone behaving a certain way that's outside of me. I think this can be a real sign of maturity when you kind of look back and you go, wow, the way that I behaved then, I wouldn't behave that way now. Or the way that person used to trigger me, that just simply wouldn't happen now. Your steadiness is something that you get to decide. It's something that only you can achieve through the work, right? Which is what we're doing here on the podcast every single day. And so instead of avoiding things or trying to make sure you're not going to match up with certain things that you don't want to match up to, people especially, I find that the more overall easygoing, flexible, chilled out you become, when you know that that steadiness that's inside of you, it actually really can't be rocked by anything or anyone outside of you without your consent, without your permission, without you letting it in. There's an old saying that a boat doesn't sink by the water that surrounds it. It sinks when water gets into the boat. So think about that, my friends. Your steadiness, you going through the day to day, are you affected by other people, their actions, what you see on social media, what you're seeing on the news? Or is there this quietness, this place within you that can remain still? Oh, my friends, there's nothing like it. Until tomorrow. so much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.